With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. The week ahead brings an update on the job market, and it may point to a slowdown in job creation.
Two employment reports are due this week, one from the private sector, the other a government assessment. Payroll processor ADP releases its April update Wednesday, expected to show America's employers added 110,000 jobs this month, down from 155,000 in March. The Labor Department checks in on Friday. Non-farm payrolls grew by 228,000 jobs last month. The forecast is for the addition of 130,000 this month, with the unemployment rate holding at 4.2%. Rich Thomason, Washington.
Jewish students faced more protests this past week on the campus of Yale University. Public policy expert Matthew Continetti says campus officials should take decisive action when faced with anti-Semitism.
Yale should threaten these protesters with arrest, not through any campus judicial proceeding, but by the New Haven Police Department. And if they cancel the permits for these demonstrations and make such threats, I think that you'll see some of these encampments go away.
Continetti made his comments to the Salem Radio Network. China has lowered the minimum amount tourists spend to get tax refunds as part of measures to boost consumption as its economy comes under pressure during a trade war between Beijing and Washington. Travelers can apply for a tax refund if they spend about $27 at the same store on the same day and meet other requirements. That begins today. Coal-fired power plants, long a money-losing proposition in this country, are becoming more valuable now. That's because suddenly strong demand for electricity from big tech companies has set off a sprint to find new energy sources, and coal still keeps the lights on, as they say. This is SRN News. The federal court has ruled against a Republican lawmaker from Maine who sued the state's Democratic House Speaker after being censured for a social media post about a transgender athlete. Representative Laurel Libby posted about a high school boy who won a girls' track competition. House Speaker Ryan Fechteau accused Libby of violating the state's legislative ethics code, and the Maine House of Representatives censured her in February. Libby filed a federal lawsuit arguing the censure violated her right to free speech. 80 years after the Holocaust, more than 200,000 Jewish survivors are still alive, but according to a new study, 70% of them will be gone within the next 10 years. Currently, the survivors' median age is 87, and more than 1,400 of them are over 100 years old. The Conference on Jewish Material Claims Against Germany predicts within 15 years, 90% of Holocaust survivors will pass away. This is SRN News. A Texas court has ruled that Austin cannot enforce its law that prohibits cops from citing and arresting people for small amounts of marijuana.
The state's 15th Court of Appeals overturning the decision by Travis County District Judge Jan Soifer, who had dismissed Attorney General Ken Paxton's lawsuit against Austin last year, saying there was no legal justification to try the case. The appeals court concludes the ordinance is preempted by state law. It is the second time this month the appeals court has ruled in favor of the state against ordinances that decriminalize marijuana. Jason Walker reporting.
A letter card penned by one of the Titanic's most well-known survivors from onboard the ship days before it sank is sold for nearly $400,000 at auction. In the note, Archibald Gracie writes of the ill-fated steamship, "It's a fine ship, but I await my journey's end before I pass judgment." This is SRN News.